Hey y'all, it's your girl Who Swirls, Chris Karazin from Beyond Black and White, coming at you with another question of the week. And this question got bumped to the top of the line. I was completely upset when I read it. You probably will be too. I'm just going to jump right into it. Okay. My name is Erica, and I'm 23, and my boyfriend's name is Ryan, who is 24. We are both finishing up college as a nursing student and him as a petroleum engineer. We have been together for 2 years and 1 month now. We are going through extremely lows with my families, especially mine. My father is completely against me dating a Caucasian man. My father was born back in the time of segregation and riots. He is a Black Panther. I want you to just note that she said he was a Black Panther. I'm moving on. My father met him once and never tried to really get to know him. Ryan has longed to just have a chance to talk and get to know my dad. I never thought it was an issue to consider dating outside my race. We live in a pretty mixed area. My two brothers are also married with different ethnicities, Filipino and Hispanic. I'm going to read that again. My two brothers are also married to different ethnicities, Filipino and Hispanic. Long story short, my father disgraces me every time he knows I'm with him. On the 4th of July, I went to Ryan's house to study for nursing school. My father checked on me and I panicked. My family doesn't let Ryan come over, so I have to sacrifice seeing him. Sometimes I feel bad for lying, of course, but I can't do what makes me happy. I please my parents a lot more than I do for myself. This one time that I find pure happiness, they go against it completely. I love Ryan with every ounce of me. It has been extremely hard being in my first interracial relationship. I do not regret meeting him because he brought such joy to my life. My parents tend to stress me out more than anyone. I am a nursing student and I have a lot of pressure on me. I have always been pressured by my parents with school. Of course, we aren't very expensive because my parents see one way. I don't understand what that means. So it's hard for me to express how I feel. My question is, what should I do? I do not want to say goodbye to Ryan. But how do I stand against this? This has been so heavy on my heart. I feel like it's all too much. I just want to be happy with and in peace. My parents tend to do the opposite of support of me. What should I do? Okay. Erica. First things first. You do not break up with Ryan. Do not, under any circumstances, break up with that boy because of pressure. If you guys break up because you don't see eye to eye on marriage or where you want to live after you get out of college or what have you, that's different. You know, if you guys are breaking up because you have irreconcilable differences between the two of you, just like any other couple has to deal with, that's fine. But if you break up with that boy because your parents are pressuring you, I am telling you, as a woman who's probably old enough to be your mother, you will regret it. You will regret it, and you will also resent your parents for forcing you to make a decision like that. Here's the issue, however. You're in nursing school. Your parents are helping you financially, I'm sure. I have a kid. I have four. And I'm not a real big fan of keeping secrets from I'm not a big fan of my kids keeping secrets from me. I do think in this case, for your mental health and well-being, you might just want to keep this a secret. You're of an age where you have a certain amount of freedom you know, you can drive, you're in your 20s, you can go places, you can stay overnight. What I would do is, in the sake of keeping the peace, you have to decide what hill you want to die on. Is this the hill you want to die on while you're trying to get through nursing school? Or is it a hill you want to die on when you're ready to get married to this man? If I were you, I would let this battle pass and choose to fight another day. So that is my, you know, off the record advice to you. Now, to the parents who do stuff like this, where is your humanity? I mean, this man was a former Black Panther. His two sons are married interracially. His daughter is dating someone who's crazy about her. And you want to disown her because he's white. So you guys, this is a prime example of why we still talk about Black men when we talk about Black women who date interracially. This is why we still talk about Black issues when it comes to Black women dating interracially. Because this conversation cannot just happen in a vacuum. We are subjected to social and societal and familial pressures that other races of women do not have to do. We're subjected to certain types of pressure that even Black men aren't subjected to. I mean, I'm sure that Erica's brothers are invited to Thanksgiving and Christmas with their non-Black wives. The hypocrisy that Black women from an early age are subjected to, it's such a slap in the face. I mean, let's just ponder on this for a second. The hypocrisy is epic. This man is a former Black Panther. He has sons who are married interracially to Filipino and Hispanic women. His girl is dating a guy who's crazy about her, who is going to be an engineer. So that means that potentially he's a good provider and protector, and he loves her. But instead of looking at those things in his character and totally ignoring the fact that this man wants to get to know this former Black Panther, despite knowing that he's being a bigot, basically. So that tells me a lot about Ryan's character as well, is that he's like, I just think if we could sit down and talk, that tells me that he's brave. So you have a potential son-in-law who is brave, who has integrity, who is going to be an engineer, so he's going to be educated and be able to provide for your daughter a nice life, and you begrudge that. Why? Because he's white? You are putting your daughter through hell because he's white? So, Erica, here's what I want you to do. You have two choices. You can, and I'm going to be bold about this right now, you can do two things. You can keep this quiet and wait until you get out of nursing school, or you can show your parents this video. You can show them this message that I have especially for your father, Erica. This message, former Black Panther, Erica's father, shame on you. Shame on you that you would begrudge your daughter an opportunity to be with a man who loves her, who is displaying competency in terms of being able to be a good provider for her, and is showing integrity and a desire to get to know you, even though he knows that you're a bigot. Shame on you. Erica's dad. Shame on you. And the fact that you can form your lips to say anything when you have two sons that I'm sure you invite over with their wives and their kids and you embrace them and everything's all gravy, but you begrudge that of your daughter. And you, sir, are part of the reason why 70% of black women remain single and feel really, really guilty about dating interracially. So shame on you. And Erica, you do what you need to do. For people who are in a similar situation, I wrote a whole chapter about this in my book, Swirling. I talk about forming a circle of support of people who support your relationship, who are going to celebrate it, who's not going to give you unnecessary stress. A lot of times your circle of support are going to be people outside of your family, and that's fine too. You know, skin folk ain't always kinfolk, and blood isn't always the best. So the circle of support that you can form is just around, you said you live in a mixed area, so maybe your circle of support is around people who are in your area, who are in similar relationships. Or it could be just be online. Go to the website Beyond Black and White, beyondblackwhite.com. There's a huge support system there. Go to the forums. It's beyondblackwhiteforums.com. There are people who are in your situation who will support you, who will give you advice. I'm about to put this up on our blog. So in addition to the feedback that you get on YouTube, I want you to visit the blog because there's going to be additional advice given to you from the people who frequent that blog already. And I want you to read this. I want you to take it all in and know that you have an army of people who support whatever decision that you make, as long as it's what you want to do and not because you are giving in to pressure by people who really should just mind their own damn business. All right, so if you guys have a question for me, you can reach out to me at Crystalyn, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L-Y-N, at beyondblackwhite.com. Toodles.